All right, 13 past 7 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, and teachers are already starting to plan for Earth Day, which comes up in April. Joining us right now from St. Clair County, RESA, math and science consultants Laura Chambliss and Minna Turrell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what's the plan for Earth Day this year?
Well, Earth Day, it's the 50th year anniversary this year.
That's why we want to pull out all the stops and make it a big deal.
Yes, so we're trying to, our goal is to have all the teachers in the county do an activity on Earth Day, just to say we've all participated in Earth Day.
Right.
So that's
So you've been meeting with the STEM instructors, right?
We have a STEM leadership group in the county, which is one person, one teacher from each building, elementary, middle school, and high school, who come in and meet. We've been meeting for 5 years, and we meet twice, two or three times a year. And they're learning about the new standards in math or science that we have. And then their leadership role is to bring some science back into their buildings. And so this was one initiative that we're doing to help everybody celebrate Earth Day. We took our STEM leaders and we built a resource bank of activities to do. So if a teacher wants to do a 10-minute activity, they can pull up a list and find a 10-minute activity or a 30-minute activity or an hour, whatever fits into their lesson, whatever they're working with.
Let's take a step back and remind people what we mean when we say STEM, because for people that aren't in education, they hear STEM and STEAM a lot. They say, well, what exactly does that mean?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Right.
So anytime we're using all of those, which is most of the time in a science, technology, or math class,
right,
we are using all of those content areas to further our understanding of a topic.
What a great idea to bring teachers into the discussion and get them talking about ideas that they'd like to bring to the classroom, huh?
Yeah. So yesterday was our first time coming in and just starting the resources. So now we're just going through them. We're going to put them in a nice little pretty package. And so we have time to do that since it's not till April. But we're hoping the beginning of April, teachers will promote it and get it out to teachers, our resource bank.
Yeah, and share with each other, which is nice because this isn't something that's being handed down from some lofty place. It's teachers talking with teachers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sharing those ideas. Great. What are some of the ideas that are being discussed?
Well, it was really nice. We want to give a shout out to Amy Meeker Taylor from Friends of the St. Clair River. She stopped by and shared some local activities and some local resources that teachers could get involved with in their classroom and outside of their classroom. We also had Layla Sanker come in from University of Michigan Discovering Place. She was representing the Great Lakes Stewardship Initiative. And so she also shared a lot of place-based learning opportunities. The teachers are really looking for, you know, a lot of, you know, reduce, recycle, reuse, you know, kind of focusing on those topics. Quick, simple activities that would, you know, kind of have an impact in their building and that students could have an impact in their home.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And being right here, you know, on Lake Huron, as you said, Friends of the St. Clair River, you know, people that are interested in helping to keep our water ecosystem healthy. I mean, that's something, it's a living lesson that we see every day, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. We are in a perfect location to really discuss water quality.
Absolutely.
Air quality. So.
Yeah.
We also have a partnership with the Pine River Nature Center, and Sarah Nelson and Carrie Kloka, they are also part of the Earth Fair that happens out at Goodall's Park. So we shared some resources about that Earth Fair as well.
That's great. So these are important lessons for these kids, and to coordinate it with Earth Day and to really bring it home to them. I mean, that's a lot better than just reading something in a book, isn't it?
Yes, and if we can get the community even involved in any way we can, we would like to do that.
Yeah. In what way? How do you see the community being involved? Obviously, you explained a little bit with the Friends of the St. Clair River.
Well, just the awareness that it's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and this is something that we should all be doing and thinking about just when we recycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime we're using our water sources, you know, what can we do? How can we better use our resources? Well, natural resources.
And it starts with those kids, doesn't it?
Right, it does.
I don't think the kids really understand the impact that they can have out in their community. And that's why we were so lucky to have some of those outside resources come in so that teachers can share that out with how to get the kids out in the community and making that difference.
Absolutely. Fantastic. If parents have questions or want to know more about this, is there an opportunity for them to learn more about what their kids are learning about when it comes to Earth Day?
Well, keep an eye out for Dateline. We're going to have some information coming out then. And right now we're just starting to pique everybody's interest and get our resources put together. And so once we have that resource bank set, then we'll get that pushed out.
Great. When I hear Earth Day, I also think spring, right?
Yes. We're hoping. Fingers crossed.
We hope so. Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us.
All right.